recently we spoke about a case where someone went to the dry cleaners and he returned with something that wasn't his. One of the items was not that person's. And we spoke out to Gemara about Vasra, had it reprinted on the handout at the bottom, that the Gemara says that if someone went to an Uman and his utensils were exchanged, a bicycle, a garment that was being repaired, it was exchanged. So we said there's a special heter to say that since this craftsman, this repair shop, also sells items like the ones that they repair, we can assume that it's true they lost your bicycle, they lost your coat, but what they were giving you wasn't someone else's private property, it was something that they had on commission to sell, on consignment to sell, so that's why you're allowed to use it. And of course you should try to do a Shabbos Aveda, try to find the owner, but if not, you can assume that it was something that that they had the right to sell. However, there were two important limitations which make this heter almost irrelevant, and that is, the first limitation was it has to be that the owner of the store is the one that gave it to you, because he has the right to give you some of this merchandise that's for sale. And the second limitation was that he has to give you your item in a way that hints at the fact that he's not giving you back your item. He doesn't say, here's your talis, here's your bicycle, here's your musical instrument. He says, here's a talis, here's a musical instrument, here is a bicycle. So by saying that, he's telling you in a way that it's not really yours, he's telling you that it's one that he's allowed to give you. So that kind of limits this heter to use the property, because it has to be where the owner of the store gave it to you, not his worker, not his wife, not his children, where he didn't give a ticket and he gave it back to you, it was an owner that gave it to you, and he has to say it in a way that this is a bicycle, this is a talis. However, we came up with a second possible heter, and that was the Taz's heter. The Taz says, he says it, that if you've had this item for a long time, you can assume that after a while the owner realizes that he's never going to get the real owner of the object you have now, realizes he's never going to get his object back. This is a case where you're not assuming that it's an object that could be sold. It's you can assume, at least I talk about it, cleaners, the dry cleaners, where they don't sell garments. So eventually the real owner realizes they're not going to get anything back in the way the Shoshana already explained it, and therefore they go to the dry cleaner and say, look, it's enough already, you lost my object, I want to be compensated for it. And at that point it's like a sale. He has in mind that he's receiving the money in return because he's given up all hope of retrieving his object, so it's like a sale. So at that point in time you're allowed to have it, even though the yush occurred after it was into your rishus. But here it's not only as yush you're receiving it, it's as a type of a sale, and in that case we can say that you're allowed to at that point use the object. So those were the only heterim we had last week, which leads us to this week where we don't even have those heterim. And we're going to talk this week about probably more prevalent cases, and that is when you go to the coat rack to take your coat, and you discover that someone's taken your coat, and they left theirs behind. Or the rubbers, and your rubbers aren't exactly the ones that are, they look like yours, but you see they're not yours. Or umbrellas, not your umbrella. Or you went to the bathroom, you put the talis near the bathroom, and there's a few bathrooms there, and someone took your talis. So what are you doing in that case? So here, no one gave you anything to say, but there's no middleman here. Last week's case, there was a middleman to say maybe he's giving you something that he had the right to sell. And if not that, the person who really owns it went to him and got his compensation, which in return he sells it, his object, whoever owns it right now, whoever's holding it right now. But over here, where you don't have a middleman, you just have the person who went and took your object accidentally, and now you have his left, so we don't have these heterim. And certainly, we'll talk about two cases tonight, the case where you're not the bad guy, the other person took your object, and now you're left with it, with the other one. But also it happens, sometimes you get home and you realize you have the wrong coat, or you have the wrong towel from the mikveh, from the swimming pool, or you have the wrong rubbers or the wrong umbrella, so what do you do then also? What do you do with this wrong object that you took home? So we'll talk about both these types of cases. First of all, where when you took, we'll do that one first, if you took someone else's coat, umbrella, talis, rubbers, towel, and you have it home, now what do you do? And then we'll talk about what happens if you discover that someone else was the shlamazel and he took yours, and now yours is, even yours is missing, but there's another one there which presumably is the person that took yours. But those are the two cases. First of all, I'm surprised that it's really, this issue is really first addressed by, there is the Kesef Kedoshim speaks about in the book Chacha, but other than him, like, no one talks about these cases. It seems, you know, they talk about last week's type of case where you go to a craftsman, you get the wrong object back, but this type of case where someone just took carelessly took your coat or you took someone else's, it seems like either people weren't careless or there were, they had less things, they were more careful, I don't know, but it's, this is really,
maybe they didn't have coat racks,
you took it to your seat, but how about rubbers, they went to mikvahs, mikvahs, they, you know, they all had to take their clothes off to go to the mikvah, so why didn't they switch things then? Right, it seems that people were more careful in general. So we're mainly quoting contemporary svarim. And the first, we'll just talk about this issue Shlomo was mentioning. Like, why are we talking about Hashem's Aveda here? If you went and took someone's coat, you're a Goslin. Right? You took, if you did it on purpose, and you see a nice coat there and you take it, you'd be a Goslin. So now you took it by accident. Why aren't you a Goslin Misafik? And why are we talking Hashem's Aveda? So he says a svara, and this, you see what that he says, you can see from Sugyas and Shas that a Goslin is someone that is taking a person's property against his will. That's a Goslin. Rashi always says by Yigzol es hachonis, es chonis hamitzri. That's called a Goslin. When you take something on purpose from a person, that's a Goslin against his will. That's a Goslin. Or even, and that means even if you take it to joke with him. The Gemara says that's also called a Goslin. You know, you fool something away from someone, you don't mean to hold it, to run away and use it, just mean to play with him. That's also called a Goslin, because you took, the definition of a gazela is taking something from someone against his will. Over here, you accidentally took the wrong coat. You accidentally took the wrong rubbers, umbrella, towel. So, we're already not talking about a Goslin. We can safely say that this is a case of Hashavas Aveda. Right now, you have someone else's property in your rishus, and the question is, what should you do with it? Right? Then we can start talking about halachas of Hashavas Aveda. Last week, we didn't have that so much, because it was really, there really was a gazela where the woman had possibly wrongly taken someone's property and given it to you. So he was a goslin and now gives it to you. Except we said okay, it might be that he had the right to sell it. Later the person sells it. But over here, we're talking about Hashavas Aveda. So the first problem we have is that over here, you took the wrong coat. We'll talk about a coat. You took the wrong coat. And you took it from someone who certainly wasn't Miyayish. He hadn't lost it. Right, so you certainly took it before a Yiyush, because he had put it up there. He was hoping to get it after davening. You left first and took his coat. You certainly took it before Yiyush. More than that, also, that this was, if you recall, we had a whole shiur about things that are in a place of a makam hanocha, where it's not even an aveda. So the halacha there is just not allowed to take it. We talked about the siddur by the water fountain. He left it there on purpose. It's not an aveda. You're not allowed to take it. And what do you do if you did take it? So we said that if it's under no circumstances can you put it back, because we're afraid that maybe the owner came and looked for it and it wasn't there, and he's not going to come back again. If you put it back in that place, you won't be doing Hashavas Aveda. You have to do real Hashavas Aveda. So the first thing we have to consider is when we took this coat wrongly by mistake and we have it home now, so it came to our hands, the Isser, it's Mesura Asli Yadeh, and therefore we certainly can't use it. It's an Aveda. We have a Chiyuv of Hashavas Aveda, and the laws of Hashavas Aveda require us not to use that object that we're watching. We're a Shomer Aveda. We're not allowed to use that Aveda unless it's for the good of the Aveda, right? To roll it out, to help it out. But you certainly can't use an Aveda for our own benefit. So certainly, for the first little while, we just have to keep that code hung up, and we should announce it, and try to find the owner. We can't use it. Now, can you just put it back in shul and like wash your hands off of it? You know, you take it back and put it there. You want to tell them the next day, you'll take it back. So, really, the truth is you shouldn't be able to, because this is halacha. You take something from a plate that was a mokum hanocha, and you took it by mistake. The halacha is, when the Rama says, you're not allowed to put it back. Unless you were standing there, we said if you're standing there and then you put it back, well, then you see it didn't come in the meantime, so then you could put it back. But if you took it home and in the meantime the owner went to look for it and he saw it's not there, he's not going to look there anymore. So, it would seem that once you have that code you took wrongly, you took it home, so the eitzah isn't to go put it back where you found it, because the owner presumably was waiting there after davening and he didn't see it there. And he's not going to look again for it. He realized it's lost. And that's what the Mishpat HaVeid of Paskin said. If you took the wrong coat, the wrong chafetz, the wrong rubbers, the wrong umbrella, you can't put it back in this place. What you should do is put a sign up. So in case he does come back, Chris will do the regular Hashavas HaVeid, make the announcements, but put a sign over there in the coat rack and say, I accidentally took a coat from here. I actually took a coat from here. If it's yours, please contact me. Now, that could rub us a little bit the wrong way, because why not put it back? It seems more likely that probably the owner would probably want you to put it back, so that way he goes to shul every day. Hopefully, he'll find it there. But on the other hand, maybe he's the wrong person who'll take it, and he might not come back. He might be davening different places every day. Maybe he just happened to daven here because he was visiting someone, or because there was a bris there he davened, and he never else davened that place. And by you putting the coat there, it's not going to help him find it. And in fact, by putting it there, the shul might dispose of it after 30 days because it's been hanging there, and he didn't realize that you had put it back. Right, so that's really the Ikar HaDin. I did speak out of Shari Tzion, another contemporary posek, and he said that it could be that if you have a Beis Medrash or a yeshiva where the same people daven there day in, day out, it's an enclosed area like a yeshiva, it's a campus, this is where everyone davens there in yeshiva, and someone took the wrong coat to his room. So then he says, I didn't see anyone say this, but it makes sense, just wish someone else said it. He says that you can put it back on the coat rack. You have to assume that that's called a mokum mishtamer, because you have no right as a shomer aveda to put some place where it's not safe. So the assumption is a yeshiva putting coats in the coat rack is a safe place. We've spoken about that in the past. So he holds that if you by mistake took the wrong coat to your room, if it's a place where the same people come day in day out, like a yeshiva or a base medrash, where that's the case, so then you could put it back. But he says a place like a shtibel, where different people daven all the time, and the people that daven there might not daven there the next day. So in that case, where like we're saying, in a case where it's a regular shul in a town, where it's very possible that the person who got his coat taken was only there on a one-time basis, and once he sees it's not there anymore, he's not going to bother coming back to look for it. He figures the guy took it and it's gone. So in that case, there would not be a hetzer to just put it back in the place. What should be done is to put the sign up and say, I'm sorry, I took your coat, please call me. Maybe you put an email address if you're embarrassed to say who it is. You know.
Special case.
So you put it's putting the sign up will accomplish as much as putting the coat back, because you'll call up the other city and you'll say that my coat ever shall, and say, no, the coat's not there, but there's a sign saying that on the coat back that they took your coat by mistake, why don't you call them? Right? And that way you're saving the possibility of putting it back there and having it disposed of improperly. You're having the wrong person take it. Right? You're a Shomer Aveda, so putting the sign there accomplishes everything you're saying. The only negative is it might be an inconvenience if the person does happen to daven there every day, and every day he'll look by the coat rack to see if it's back. It might have happened with me once. I lost my coat in a shul, and I just kept on looking, and then a few weeks later it turned back up. So in that case, you are losing, but that convenience. You're losing convenience, but putting the sign up will do the same thing that I lost the coat. So that seems to be the best thing to do, except in this case where it's really an enclosed society, a closed society. So there everyone comes back and forth every day, so there could be a hetzer to put it back like that. So here we are with this coat that we're not allowed to do anything with, and we have to do Shabbos Aveda. However, there is a kula. The kula is, Pesach Choshen says it, he wants to extend the taz that we spoke about last week a little further. He says if you've had it for a while already, what's a while, it all depends on the type of thing and using judgment. But if you've had it for a couple of months, a couple of weeks, a point in time where you know the person knows already that he lost his coat, he lost his umbrella, he lost his shoes, he knows that it's something that he lost. He knows that he lost it already, and he hasn't tried to recover it yet. He didn't come back and see your sign there and call you and say, it's mine. So at that point, we can assume that he's figured that, look, I have someone else's coat, someone else probably has my coat, so I think we'll just make a deal, and he'll keep mine, and I'll keep his. But that's the Pesach Choshen says you could assume that, and at that point, you could start using his item, like extending the Taz one step further. Right, the Taz said that if the Uman gave you the wrong coat, so then we can assume after a certain amount of time the real owner went to the woman and got compensated and is willing to sell it to the present owner. So the same thing, if I've been holding this coat for a long time and the real owner didn't come back, it must be that he decided to keep my coat wrongly, probably. We'll see. And therefore I can use his. Well, the Pesach Choshen says different. He says this will only work if the items aren't exactly identical. He says they have to be not exactly identical. Because if the items are exactly identical, so then how can we ever assume that that person, the victim, has been mochel me having his coat in return for him having my coat? Let's say he's talking about rubbers or umbrellas, where they're exactly the same brand of umbrellas. So he'll never discover the mistake. Right? The Taz was only talking in a case where the original owner realized that his item is lost and he makes compensation, and that's why he's willing to relinquish ownership of it. So over here, we have to be talking in a case where the real owner realizes that he doesn't have mine, that he doesn't have his own, and therefore is willing to say, okay, I'll take this person's in return for him being able to use mine now. Right? That's a limitation to the Pesach Choshen. However, this Mishpatai Tishmar, this other contemporary, says we have another aid in case the things are identical. If the items are identical, if you wait long enough, we get back to this heter that we've spoken about, that if you're a Shomer Aveda and no one has come, either it has a Zimun or doesn't have a Zimun, but the person hasn't come for a long time, and the assumption is he'll never come because you announced it, and the assumption is that owner will never come. So we said, the Gemara says by tefillin, something that's commonly purchasable, like tefillin, you're allowed to, the way the Ruma says, you can use the tefillin, just estimate the value and write it in a pinkas in your notebook. So we saw Achronim extend that to any item that's readily purchasable, anything that's easy to purchase. So therefore, if you wait a long enough time, so even if the items are identical, assuming they're identical because they're easy to purchase, so then, once again, you have a heter to use the coat, umbrella, talus, towel, because at this point in time, the person, the Shomer Aveda, the owner is never going to come back. Has the siman, now he'll never come back. So just write in your pinkus in case he does come back and he's able to give you a siman, or when Elio comes and tells you who it belongs to, you'll have in your notebook that you found it and you'll return it to the owner. So in this first case, the first section, when you took someone else's item by mistake, so we said in the beginning, you really can't do anything with it. It's, you're a Shomer Aveda, you're not a Goslin, but you're a Shomer Aveda. You can't just simply put it back where you found it from. You have to announce it as a Shomer Aveda. The Eitzah certainly is to put a sign where you took it from. Hopefully the owner will come back. If time has passed, so then we can assume if it's an item where the owner realizes that he got swift, that someone took his, so he probably took yours, and therefore he's willing to just accept his switch, and therefore you can use the item at that point. If it's something where you have to be afraid that he'll never know because they're so identical, they're so mass-produced, then he'll never realize that he took the wrong umbrella. You know, because you had some Tzvi'ah Zion in it. You had a scratch in it. And see, this one doesn't have a scratch, and he didn't realize that. So at that point, you'd have to use the heter of the Mishpatei Tishmaru, and that is right down in the Pinkus, that you found a certain item, these are the Simanim, and then you can use it, and this is the value, and then you can use it like any Aveda that you found that someone hasn't come back in a long time. Okay? So that's the first section. Now, what happens the other way? You go back to the coat rack, or to the umbrella stand, and you see that your umbrella is missing, your coat is missing, coming out of the bathroom, and your talus is missing because someone else has taken it. So what can you do now? So here you don't have these heterim because it's fresh, right? It's right now. You certainly can't take it because now that might be a gazela, right? It's someone else's property, and you're taking it on purpose. You know it's not yours, so you have no right to take it. And once again, even though you can pretty much assume that that's yours, that he took yours, that that coat is owned by the person that took yours, but you have the right to take it. However, in the long term, if you wait it out a couple weeks, right, wait a couple weeks, of maybe a month, depending what it is, and the person never, you put a sign up and say, so whoever took my coat should return it, and you don't see any signs up that someone realized that it took yours, and a few weeks go by and that coat still is hanging there. So now you can use that logic in reverse that this faith motion says, that we can assume at this point the owner of that coat realizes that he took yours, and he's just not worth it going back to get his, and he's mevater. He figures, oh, I have his coat, so he might as well take my coat, and you'd have a heter at that point to take it. He's mevater that the exchange should stand, and then if you waited long enough, so you could take it. Once again, it pays to put a sign up, and you know, just in case you meet the person, it's not for sure. And if you end up meeting him, you know, hey, that looks not like my coat, that looks like my coat, you don't give him back. You know, it's not like a king and gummer. But we can use this assumption that the person doesn't mind you taking it at that point. The Minchas Yisro, Dayan Weiss, he didn't say it as strongly. He had a case where someone had lost their towel in mikvah. They got out and their towel wasn't there, someone else's towel was there. You know, it's common, people don't have their glasses when they take the wrong towel. And so what should he do? So he said, and he wasn't sure it wasn't his. It looked like his, but he wasn't sure. He moved in a little bit different place where he had taken it. Was it his towel that someone picked up by mistake and put down a few inches away? Or was it someone else's towel? He's not sure. So Minchas Yisro said, in this case, everyone would agree that you're allowed to take it. Even though we said last week we had a lot of achronim that disagreed with the Taz. Right, the Taz is heter to say after a long time you can rely on Yish. So he says, if it sits there for a few days already and the person didn't come back, the assumption is that people go to the mikveh every day in that neighborhood and they didn't take it. So at that point, you can rely on the Taz. Everyone would agree with the Taz that we can assume that the person has been miyayesh on it and you can take it. Right, so this question says, I took this one step further. He said, the Minchas Yisro Dayan Weiss is talking where you had a suffix that it was yours. That was what he was relying on, that because first of all it might be yours, and even if it's not, it could be the person was miyayesh. But Pisrei Choshen says that it could be that you could rely on this heter even without that suffix. The fact that that coat's been there for a long time, so you can assume the person realizes that he has the wrong one and he didn't come back to get his because he's willing to take that exchange. Yeah, it's bad news so far. But we're not finished yet.
10 degrees outside.
We're not finished yet. But you're right. At this point, it seems like there's no Eitzah, right? This is all you were saying. Come back in a few days, and then you can take it. But what happens, like you're saying, it's pouring, raining, or it's freezing cold, or you're dripping wet. Right? What do you do then? So there are a couple other hetzerim, which are not absolute, but at least they are heterim. The Aruch HaShulchan probably the most famous one. The Aruch HaShulchan says, the minig is in big places where a lot of people gather, like shuls or bows, and they leave their boots and in the hallway, and it's very common that the boots get switched on the way out. So the assumption is, people aren't makbid on that, and they use, sometimes someone takes mine, I take someone else's. The whole assumption is, we're willing to share, and we don't care if people take our rubbers and I take their rubbers, so therefore there's no gzeila, there's no problem, and if you find a pair there, you can just go and take them. Now, doesn't really apply now. I thought one case where I think it would certainly apply, you know, people here, they have, in case it's raining and they want to protect their hat, they use 7 mile bags to put over their hat. And you walk in, there's still one over there. But yeah, they put them in different places, and you realize, you knew you put your 7 mile bag on top of that bookshelf. And you see someone took yours, and you went, and there's another one somewhere else. Right, so there we can hear that people don't care which 7 mile bag. You see, that was a metro. Right, it's a different, and you never shopped there. But that's something that's common. People don't care which one it is. It's something we'll trade. And it could be that in the times of the Aruch HaShulchan, the shoes, the overshoes that they wore, weren't, you know, size 7, size 8, left, right, you know, so misudr, that you end up with two right feet over there. You know, you're not so happy with it. You're not willing to trade. And okay, I'll take someone has my two lefts, and I'll take the two rights. They're more misudr now. But the Aruch HaShulchan does say this hetzer. And, you know, it could be helpful in cases where you could assume that it's people are kind of, if the minig is, and this, he says the minig is in wherever they daven, that people commonly exchange things, they mix things up, and therefore if someone took yours, there's no problem, you could take theirs back. But once again, that would, you'd have to see, that's really the minig. And Aruch HaShulchan, interesting, he has a shaila in Hilchos Pesach, where the minig used to be they would share an oven for baking the matzahs. So the shaila was, suppose you think that, are those my matzahs or someone else's matzahs? You know, you put them down there, you turned around and you thought you put them were gone, but they're some a few inches away, someone seems like they took yours, so he wants to use the same hetter over there also. And everyone bakes matzahs together in the same oven, it's common that they'll get switched, and people are in makbid. You know, nowadays we think, you know, you bake your matzahs so special, you don't want to use someone else's. But in the Aruch HaShulchan's times, that's what he said. He says it's better for everyone to use their own oven to avoid the problem. But he does use his heter in Hilchos Pesach also. So that's one heter. The Kesef Kedoshim says another heter, based on this Gemara I have on the first side of the handout. It's not an exact Rai, I'll just say over the Gemara quickly. The Braisa says that, suppose there was a patira, and the yarshim want to divide up the nechasim of the nifter. So the Gemara says, and they want, how they want to do it, they want to make a lottery, each one's going to draw lots, they'll pick up a lot, and whoever picks up the whatever that says, he'll get that item, that property that's on that lot. So the Braisa says, as soon as one person, one brother, picked up his lot, at that point in time, all the other brothers acquire their portions also, even though they didn't pick up their lot yet. And the Gemara says, my time was the reason. Just like when they first divided the land in Eretz Yisrael. Just like, how do they divide the land? Everyone picked up a goral, and that's how they got it. Abkan, the goral, so here also, Goril is a good Kenyan. Expect the Gemara over there, they had an Urim V'tumim. Here there's no Urim V'tumim. So Rav Ashi said, and this is the part that the Kes Kedoshim wants to say, with Hanoah they get from agreeing to use this method of division, they agree to be matna, they relinquish all rights they have to, until now, they all own a share in everything. So, since they agreed to use this goral, with that hanoah, they mutually agreed to be matna their portions. So, he says, it could be here also, since it's a tough situation where it's pouring outside, and he's talking a place where there's great discomfort, where there's a tsar gadol, Whereas when we drain to Stanford, or you know, it's wet from the mikvah and you have nothing to do. So in that case, maybe you can rely on such a story. He says, even though we don't rely on it last week, when we talked about exchanging items in a base of woman, we said it's only a heter. We can assume that he bought it from you, that he bought it from the other person, and then he still gave it to you. We don't rely on that, but in B'makim Tzar Gadol, maybe we could use it. And then he adds, first he puts a spek statement, then he says another smart could be that we spoke about last year, I think, 2 years ago, that if you walk by a store and you know that a certain item's for sale, but the store owner's not there, so halacha is you're allowed to take it. And because it's for sale, you can't take it if it's not for sale, you have no right to take it, but you know he wants to sell it, and by renting also be the same thing. But the halacha is you should give the money to a third person, so that way it's like a kinyan. Now you're getting, that person has the money and now you can take the item. So he says over here also maybe we could say a svara that right now the person has my coat and he's being over the Isser of Gezeil. He's not a real Gazan, like we said, but he's using something that's not his every second. It would be in his interest if somehow he would be able to compensate for me for that. And how can he compensate me for that? That's a simple way. He can do it by letting me use his coat. So that's as far as he says, but he says this will only work by items that are identical. If it's the same type of boots as my boots, just no, it's not mine, the same exact coat. So then there's this heter to, he has mine. Right now he would want not to be over any Yisurim. So therefore it's in his interest for me to take it and solve any problems of Gezeila, of misusing, of using someone else's property that he might have. So, but back to one last point over here, because we're still kind of stuck. Because the only heter, we have some heter, right? The first heter, we're talking now, someone took yours and someone else's item is there now. Can you take it? So we said, if you wait a few days, where he probably realizes the mistake and doesn't come back, so then there's a heter to take it. If it's something that he'll realize that it's not his. He has to realize that it's not his. And then we said that if it's a common thing that people always exchange our Shulchan Seder, so then you could take it right away even, because you take mine, I take yours, it's something that's a minigam akum. Then we said if it's a Tzar Gadol, it's a big Tzar, we have a Heter from the Kesef Kedoshim, that we can assume if the items are identical, that he wants me to save him from doing an Eivera so I can take his. But suppose it's not identical, you know, it's a different type of coat. Mine is newer than that, and then that one, or mine's older than that one. People always think, like you said, they always take the better one, and you have a worse one left. Right, so what do you do then? And it's pouring. Is there any heter? So I saw one last heter. No one else says it, but you know they say it. They say it in the name of Shlomo Zalman and Rabbi Chaim Lechaim El Yashiv, that there's a svara like this: if someone has my coat and he's using it, so he's really chayav to pay me rental for that. He's using my property, and he owes me rental. In fact, in the cases before, when we said you're allowed to use the coat, Rav Moshe holds that if the owner ever comes back, you have to pay him rental because you used his coat. It ends up that he wasn't using yours. Others disagree with Rav Moshe, but that's their assumption. Their assumption is if someone is using my, they took my coat, so they owe me rental. So therefore, it could be that I can take theirs as a way of collecting my rental from them. They're renting mine, I'm renting theirs, and in that way, it'll be even. So that's a heter that they say. Rav Shlomo Zalman added, though, that if it's a talis, it's not going to be so good, because if you rent someone's talis, you're not allowed to make a bracha on it. You don't only make a bracha on your talis. If you borrow a talis from someone, this talis rule, you don't make a bracha on it. So you'd be forever have the talis, but you wouldn't be able to make a bracha on it. And he says, even if it's a talis katan, right, you're swimming or a mikvah, and you have the wrong talis katan, okay, so we'll make a bracha, but you're wearing a dalet kanfus that you're not really chayiv to put tzitzis on. It's not so simple. But anyway, that there is that last heter. So to review what we've had, if you take someone else's bags, you take someone else's property, so there's not much you can do with it in the immediate term. Right now it's an aveda, you're not allowed to use, there's not much you can do. But what you can do is that, except for the September said at the end, but anyway, what you do is you wait a while, and then we can rely on the Taz. If it's something that he'll realize that he exchanged, if something he won't realize he exchanged, that's still on a Veda, you can write down in your Pinchas and say that I'll return it when Eliyahu comes. It's this money, this is what it's worth, I'll give return the value, and you could use it either way. But in short term, you won't be able to use it, except for the Hatayim will say at the end. If someone else took yours, if someone else took your object, so now you can't use it because it's immediate. It's immediate term, and what right do you have to use that person's code? So the first hetcher we have is wait a little while until the person realizes that he took the wrong one, he hasn't come back, so then you can assume he's in the vater, you're allowed to take it. Certainly if it might be yours, like Ayin Wai said, you certainly can take it because it might be yours, and if it's not, he's in the vater on it. The Aruch HaShulchan told us that if it's something that people commonly exchange, so then immediately you could take those boots, and that will help. Now in that first case where you took someone else's boots, if it's something that someone else's 7 mile bag, if it's something that people commonly exchange, so then there's nothing wrong with you using it. Just like he can take yours l'chatchila from there, you can use theirs because it's something that people commonly exchange. That would be okay also. Then the next answer was the Kesef Kedoshim, is that if it's a Makom Tzar Gadol, so he said we can assume that the person is happy not to be over Gazela, so that is a heter for you to take that one from the rack. That won't be a heter for you to use it if you took it wrongly, because that person might not have taken yours. Yes, you don't know how to use it. And finally, we have the Svara of the Shlomo Zalman and of Yashiv, that if it's something that no one realizes that there was an exchange there, there still might be a heter. Since if someone's using yours wrongly and he has to give you a rental, there might be a heter for you to use his as payment for that rental, and that also will not help in the case where you took it first, because you have no proof that he's using your item at this point.